I'm not afraid of what we might forget. The words we exchanged, what they really meant. We can get through this freeze. All it takes is a little heat. And time goes fast when the going is good. When things look up, our fate is understood. We could keep this peace. All it takes is a little heat. There's no going back. We're already home. What happens next is left to chance. I'll follow your lead if we're late to the dance. We'll set fire to that scene. All it takes is a little heat. If the sun disappears and shadows grow long, our colors may fade. Remember this song. It'll help us to see. All it takes is a little heat. All we need is a little heat. All we need is a little heat.
Andrew Graham on WVTF performing the title track from his new album, A Little Heat, in a virtual Roots Down session. Andrew joining us from his home in Baltimore. Andrew, how's your isolation going? Are you there all by yourself?
I'm somewhat isolated. I have like four places that I go, like a grocery store, liquor store, my girlfriend's house, and a friend of mine lives down the street, and I just hang out in his backyard, and we just, you know, we talk from a safe physical distance. I'm okay with not having to do a whole lot right now. Like I was lucky. I'm very fortunate. I'm indoors. I have running, plumbing, and all that other stuff. But I also have a whole bunch of really cool guitars and recording rigs. So I just, making records.
Good to see you got your priorities straight, your personal relationship, friends, food, and of course alcohol.
You know you're in trouble when the recycling guys come by and they're like, are you okay? Yeah. Can't help but notice there's more beer and liquor bottles than before.
Don't know what it's like in Maryland, but in Virginia at the ABC store there's a no entrance unless you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, in Maryland we've been, I would say overall, doing a good job of wearing masks. Everywhere requires you to wear a mask. I was just in a liquor store the other day. Sounds great. Some guy walked in without a mask, and the woman behind the counter said, sir, can I offer you a mask? And I thought, oh, this is going to be one of those things where I get to see like somebody like lose it over not wearing a mask. And the guy was really big, and he looked at her and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I left it. Oh my God. He just became embarrassed. And then he was like, I'll go get it. She's like, no, sir, here, just take one of these. And they had box of masks for people. And, you know,
well, let's talk new record here. A Little Heat, great record and great voice. Speaking of which, I, your voice is like, you're going to jump out of the radio and bite us.
Thank you so much. And I'm pretty angry on this record.
Yep, that certainly comes through. I was going to say, there's a hint of resignation in some of the songs, but throughout, You're always pushing back. Were you mad all the way through the writing of the songs?
I was up until probably a Little Heat was a song that I wanted to be a little bit on the like there's a light at the end of the tunnel and I don't think it's a train type of thing. Because there's got to be some sort of promise. There's got to be some sort of, I don't really like the word hope a lot, but I think that there's something more and there's something positive that could happen towards the end. But when I first started writing this stuff, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. And the first song I wrote was the one that we can't mention on the radio for the language I use on it. We'll just say money is a problem maker is what we could call it. And I was just so angry about this idea of money being something that it's controlling everything that we're doing. People who have money, people who don't have money. And then, you know, you're just trying to survive a pandemic, which should be just basic human goodness. Like, okay, here are the people who are high risk. Let's take care of them. Everybody lost their jobs. You know what? We're gonna pause for a minute on all the money stuff, and we're gonna figure out a way to get through this, and then we can reset it. Because although a lot of people were suffering under the current system, everyone was still trying to make it in that current system. And to then say like, well, no, you're not making enough money, we're gonna have to evict you, or you know, you're gonna have to go on unemployment, but you don't deserve it, or you know, it just all that stuff really made me angry. And that's, I just started writing that stuff immediately. And that money song is the first one. And then Don't Die for Their Money, I think I wrote that second. And, but I was writing really fast as well, because I sent Eric Amble, Roscoe Amble from New York City. I sent him he saw my video and I sent him the song and he said, what do you want to do with it? And I said, I don't know. You want to play some guitars on it? And he's like, yeah, I'll do guitars and drums. I was like, cool. And I just thought it was going to be a one-off thing. And he was particularly bored because he was in New York City and he was on lockdown. And I think I caught him at the right moment. And he sent it back, the rough mix, and we listened to it. And I was like, man, that's really great. And he goes, yeah, what else you got? And I was like, I'm going to start writing. And so I basically wrote a song a day, I think, is how that all happened. And I was just, you know, anger, as Johnny Lydon once said, anger is an energy. You know, you can just
exactly
push forth.
And sometimes you can channel that into productive, creative things.
Yeah, there's a really great quote by this guy, Richard Rohr. He's a theologian kind of guy out in Arizona, I think. And he had this, I heard it on Being with Krista Tippett. She was interviewing someone else and they quoted him. And the quote was, the pain we experience, if we do not transform it, we will inevitably transmit it to those around us. And yeah, I thought that was like, it's like, that's a great quote, man. And I was trying to transform my anger into something more like, hey, we're not alone. Hey, here's an issue. This is what's wrong. We should maybe focus on that.
And so you're writing all these songs and suddenly you realize, hey, I've got an album. It just sort of happened organically, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. There are a couple of songs that I had plans on. The first song, Out of Control, starts with a line from Claude McKay's poem, America. In that poem, he says, darkly I gaze into the days ahead. And I hadn't thought about that poem in a long time. There was an NPR story about a young asylum seeker up in Maine who was trying to get into poetry recital contest and he couldn't do it because he wasn't a citizen or something, but that was the poem that he loved and he recited it on air. And I just thought, wow, I forgot how great that poem was. And then hearing him recite it, I was like, that's even better. And I just love that line about darkly I gaze, because you're looking in the future and you're like, man, this is serious stuff. And then the end of the record ends with Lou Reed's last words, according to Anthony DeCurtis in his biography. Right before he died, he told Laurie Anderson, take me to the light. And they went outside and then he died. And so I was like, I knew my bookend lines.
So instead of the usual of writing songs and getting into the studio and working on them and getting the album done, this was more of a catharsis, more of like you've got this stuff that you need to get out, and when you get it out, you feel a lot better.
Yeah, it was, you know, we had, it was occupying time. It was like, you know, the gift of time is an ephemeral one. You only have it for so long. And not that I'm 48, I'm not expecting to die anytime soon, but I do realize I'm on my back half of my trip. And I'm like, you know what, time's wasting. I might as well, you know, get behind the mule and make it happen while I can. And what better time than when you're at the beginning of the pandemic, when you are just locked into this house and you're like, all right, well, I'm not going anywhere. If I'm worth my salt as a songwriter or as an artist, maybe I should just, you know, get to working. And it was helpful to have Eric Amble push me too, as you know, he was a lot of fun to work with.
Well, let's go ahead and hear you perform a couple of more songs from this new album. Talking with Andrew Graham, the new album, A Little Heat. You're going to do Take Me to the Light. And let's hear that one you mentioned earlier. Don't Die for Their Money. Andrew Graham in a virtual Roots Down session on WVTF.
Baby, don't tell me they got you. They promised you the world, delivered the blues. Who am I kidding? They got me too. You light the match, I'll hold the fuse. Don't die for their money, you're better than that. And tear down the temples, nothing burns like cash. The way you've been talking sounds like truth. You light the match, I'll hold the nothing left. We're long in the tooth, short on our breath. I won't die for their money, but I'd die for you. You light the match, I'll hold the fuse. But I die for you. You light the match, I'll hold the fuse.
Roots Down Radio sessions recorded live. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
If it seems like our luck is running out of steam, take me to the light when there's no one else between you and me. Take me to the light. If every word is too good to be true, take me to the light. When every move is just an excuse, take me to the light. Take me to the light. Let the sun soak in my bones. Take me to the light. If the ringing in my ears won't let me sleep, take me to the light. When you abandon all the love you promised to keep, take me to the light. If ever there's a time to believe in doubt, take me to the light. When winter finally comes and my fire's burned out, take me to the light. Take me to the light. Let the sun wash over my skin. Take me to the light. Let's not let them win. Take me to the light. When common sense comes under attack, take me to the light. If everyone believes in alternative facts, take me to the light. When overnight our signals get jammed, take it to the light. If my city's in ruins and our fates be damned, take me to the light. Take me to the light. Let the sun bleach out my bones. Take me to the light. Somewhere I can let go. Take me to the light. When the final lie passes from his lips, take it to the light. If there's no one else to fall for his tricks, take it to the light. When the sky clears up and the storm falls apart, take it to the light. And if we listen to the humming in our hearts, take it to the light. Take it to the light. Let the sun reveal our hurt. Take it to the light. Let the sun do its work. Take it to the light. Yeah, take me to the light. Yeah, take me to the light. I'm beginning to see the light. Take me to the light.